At some point in life, every follower of the Yazidi faith is supposed to make a pilgrimage here, the Temple of Lalesh, deep in the mountains of northern Iraq. Long unfairly stigmatized as devil worshippers by their Muslim and Christian neighbors, Iraq's half-million-strong Yazidi minority suffered some of the worst sectarian attacks after the fall of President Saddam Hussein in 2003. Now, under the autonomous Kurdistan regional government, the pilgrims are returning. The Yazidis have their own minister in government. Lokman Suleiman is a local Yazidi teacher.
Before, we were not free to pray and could not visit here easily. Now we can. The Kurdistan government is not only good for us, it is good for all people. The sun now rises over a Kurdistan of many colors, free and proud.
Down in the heat of Erbil city, Father Aisha Dawood leads an Assyrian church in a suburb of the Kurdistan capital. Like the Yazidis, Christians were targeted by Sunni and Shiite militants after Saddam Hussein's ouster.
Now our churches and our holy places are honored and respected by the people who live around us. In celebration and in peace, people come here. The people of the city guard our places of worship.
There were tens of thousands of Christians living in cities like Baghdad and Basra in southern Iraq. The majority have fled, some overseas, many to Kurdistan. Father Aisha says his congregation would support an independent Kurdish state.
If the situation is like now, if they don't change things for us, then yes, we would support the Kurds.
Many Christians have settled in the town of Ain Kawa, outside Erbil. The atmosphere is different. There are bars instead of tea shops. Ragat Hana Youssef moved to Ain Kawa from Baghdad after his liquor store there was bombed in 2005.
Kurdistan is different from the rest of Iraq because now everyone is free to speak. There is more democracy and, what's most important, it is safe.
Nearby, Baba Mohammed says the people in Kurdistan should unite with the Kurds who now control a large part of Syria.
It's better for one people to live in one house, not be divided in two.
The Kurdistan regional government says it represents people of all faiths. If the region's recent progress towards a stable democracy is to be fully realized, Iraq's minorities say religious tolerance will be key. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Ain Kawa, Northern Iraq.